Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had a fantastic week and getting ready to reset and refresh over the weekend, even though it's probably going to be a pretty big weekend for a few of us. Here in Queensland, Australia, we have our state elections. And over in the US, of course, they have their presidential election. So here's to calm, peace and unity to everyone in the US this weekend. I hope it all works out for you. First off, I'd like to share some exciting news of mine, being that Kick-Ass Women has been named as a finalist in the 2020 Raw Success Business Awards in the overall business category in the Wildcat of the Year. So it's bloody fantastic. And I would really just like to give a massive shout out to each and every one who has supported and assisted me in getting the brand of Kick-Ass Women and Kick-Ass Radio out there and heard and the purpose of them. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you all. I'm truly grateful and appreciative of it. So let's see how we go. Winners announced on the 14th of November, and I'm be sure to let you hear me roar if we are successful. However, it's not about winning an award. It's about getting our message and our purpose out there and being seen and heard. So as I said, I'm truly thankful and appreciative of that. Okay, so today here on the show, we're talking about building a strong work ethic. So we've all been there, the feeling of really, really not wanting to go into work of a morning or on that dreaded night shift. It cripples productivity, it raises our stress levels and makes us unhappy. So why do we do it to ourselves? Unless it stems from deeper issues inside, the feeling of not wanting to go to work is often the result of poor work ethic. If you've experienced it yourself recently, that doesn't make you a bad person or employee. Poor work ethic usually arrives subconsciously and is something you'll have little control over or forewarning of its impending arrival. Thankfully, there are some methods you can employ to improve your work ethic dramatically, and they're not as quite as tricky as what you might think. So to help you get out of that rut and back fighting fit for your productive time at work, I'm going to give you some insightful information and my 8 top tips for improving your work ethic today. So you are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. So as we said, today is episode 14, Building Our Strong Work Ethic. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I'm no stranger to wearing high viz and getting down and dirty in the grease and coal dust. And my passion and purpose is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and consider pursuing these non-traditional roles and careers as I share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of the industries. So here we are on the radio show, and I'm really excited to be sharing some knowledge and insights and know-how with you. As we said, good morning to all our listeners across Australia and a very pleasant good afternoon to our listeners in the US. I hope we can keep you in good company and provide you all with a little more valued insight into some much needed topics for women wanting to transition into these varied industry sectors. And I'll also like to take this opportunity to say today's episode is brought to you by one of the show's sponsors, Kick-Ass Women. Thank you. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today. Please stay safe and have a great day. As well, this might be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain some adult language. Let's get into it. Okay, so we're talking about having a strong work ethic. Having a strong work ethic involves upholding the values and goals of the company by performing your job to the best of your ability. It means focusing on completing assigned tasks on time. So developing an insane work ethic will get you far in life. Work ethic is defined as a set of values based on the ideals of discipline and hard work. Success is built on the foundation of your hard work. There is no other way around that. You can achieve anything that you are willing to devote time, effort, and energy to. So when you build a strong work ethic, hard work is no longer hard. Rather, it becomes effortless. And like, I'm not a big fan of the word hard work because it presupposes that work has to be hard. And that's not true. Work can be challenging at the beginning. However, in the end, your success depends on which type of motivation mindset you adopt. Now, remember, we talked about growth and fixed mindsets last week. So you have push motivation. It's a behavior that you force yourself to complete to achieve a goal. Eventually, you'll burn out if you push yourself too hard. And then conversely, pull motivation is a behavior that you feel naturally drawn towards. So when you can link pleasure to an experience, you'll be more likely to reward yourself, and in turn, you'll repeat that behavior. So the question is, how do you develop an insane work ethic? Just like anything, it's a habit that you need to build. And I like to think of work ethic as if it's like a muscle. So let's use the metaphor of going to the gym to illustrate. So when you're first going to the gym, it's hard to build muscle, and especially if you don't love working out. So hence, it requires a lot of discipline. However, if you consistently stick with it, eventually it becomes easier to go to the gym. And before you know it, your day doesn't feel complete without this healthy habit. So can you relate to that? So the same thing goes with developing your work ethic. When you go to your job each and every day, you're either building character traits of strength and hard work, or you're cheating yourself. If you aren't going to go all in your work, then all that you are doing is building a disempowering habit of laziness. So how you do anything is how you do everything. If you're not showing up at work each and every day, then who is to say that you're going to show up in other areas of your life as well? You have to push yourself to go beyond what your normal level of work ethic is to something that is greater than yourself. There are different levels of hard work, and we all know that. And you may think that you currently work hard. However, it's not until you're around someone else that is living life at a higher level than you that you get hit with the reality that you're lagging. If you haven't achieved your goals and your dreams, it's time for you to get in closer proximity with people who are more successful than you. And that is motivation. And this is what will make you realize that you need to raise your standards higher than ever before. And I'm not talking about your standards as in quality. It's standards of your work ethic, how you apply yourself. So how do you develop your work ethic muscle? Now, if you haven't read this book, I'd suggest you go and get it. The book Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance by Angela Duckworth. And she talks about the hard thing rule. She says that you should do something hard every single day. And the goal is to push yourself beyond what you're used to. So just by setting this tone for yourself, you will slowly build your work ethic muscle. So look at everything that you're currently doing in your life as an opportunity to challenge yourself. So when I first started out in my non-traditional role as a train driver, I wanted to achieve success so badly that I was willing to do anything. So in order to fulfill my days, I had to train myself to work the 12 to 14 hour day shifts and night shifts. So adopting this insane work ethic of applying myself to that, working an 8 hour day is much easier now because you build those strengths over those limits. So challenge yourself beyond what you are capable of on purpose. The results will speak for themselves. If you aspire to achieve massive success in your life, you must have a strong work ethic. Pride yourself on being a hard worker and push yourself every single day. If you can do this, you will feel unstoppable. And I promise you that the long-term rewards will be far-reaching. Whatever action you are committed to taking this week to build your work ethic muscle, do it. Okay, we'll have a little break. We'll be back soon.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Employers value employees who understand and process a strong work ethic and a willingness to work hard. In addition to working hard, it's also important to work smart, care about your job, and maintain a positive attitude. So doing more that is expected on the job is a good way to show you utilise good time management skills and recognise personal values. So work ethics include not only how you feel about your job, but also how do you do your job? And this involves attitude, behaviour, respect, communication, and interaction, how you get along with others. Work ethics demonstrate many things about whom and how a person is. So work ethics involve your characteristics as honesty and accountability, your personal work values, and they should include not only strong work ethic, but the foundation of a combination of these following traits. So we get into dependability and responsibility. You need to be dependable and responsible for your actions and behaviour as an employee. It shows your employer that you value your job. Then possessing a positive attitude. Employees who take the initiative and have the motivation get the job done in a reasonable time frame. It is the enthusiastic employee who creates the environment of goodwill and who provides a positive role model for others. Adaptability. Employees who are adaptable and maintain flexible ability, completing their tasks in the ever-changing workplace, then being open to change and improvements within the organisation along the way, with adapting to personality and work habits of co-workers, all contributes to what it takes to work effectively in a team. That's teamwork. Then there's honesty and integrity. You need to maintain a sense of honesty and integrity above all else. Good relationships are built on trust. Self-motivation. Be an employee who requires little supervision and direction to get the work done in a timely and professional manner. Working in a supportive work environment and taking initiative to be self-directive will provide a better sense of accomplishment and it increases your self-esteem. Going back to motivating to grow and learn, our growth mindset. And it's got to be in an ever-changing workforce, seek out and learn new skills, techniques, methods, or theories through professional development in keeping up with new developments and knowledge in your field. Strong self-confidence. This is the key ingredient to someone who is successful and is absent in someone who is not. A self-confident person is someone who inspires others. They feel little need to have to impress others with what they know, since they feel comfortable within themselves and they don't feel they need to know everything. We don't need to know everything. Self-confident people have faith in themselves and their abilities, and that's what they project in their positive attitude and outlook on life. Then we have professionalism. Always make it a priority to exhibit professional behaviour. Professional behaviour includes learning every aspect of your job and doing it to the best of your ability. Take pride in your behaviour and appearance, and in addition, provide a positive role model for others. Let the younger ones look up to you. Then there's loyalty. Be a valued employee who can be trusted and who displays their loyalty to the company they work for. Although this may mean only staying for 1, 2, 3, 5, or 10 years in a position, but you can offer loyalty and make an important contribution during your time with that company. And in doing that, integrity is one of the fundamental values that employers seek in employees that they hire. It is the hallmark of a person who demonstrates sound moral and ethical principles at work. Integrity is the foundation on which co-workers build their relationships, trust, and effective interpersonal relationships. A person who has integrity lives his or her values in relationships with their co-workers. Honesty and trust are central to integrity. So they are all principles, and you can count on them to behave in honourable ways, even when no one is watching or knows about your performance, when you stick to your integrity and your values. They form the core of people's companies, or people that companies want to hire. Then there's keenness, willingness to develop and learn, demonstrating that you are willing to engage and manage your own development. That will be noticed. Sharing your experiences and your knowledge, keenness to increase your skills and knowledge with your supervisor, your line leader, manager, or other influential people in your organisation will encourage them to support you. Keenness will manifest itself in many ways. It may lead you to learn more about the industry in which you wish to pursue a career in, and it may cause you to educate yourself further to become a more attractive candidate for employment, your employability. So with the right attitude and a pocket full of keenness, you are more than halfway in your pursuit of your new career. Then once you get there, you need to assert yourself. Assert yourself in the workplace. Know your why and how. Visualize your own strong self in your mind. Create the boundaries and enforce them. Believe in yourself. Have integrity and demonstrate it. Respect others, but first respect yourself. And let your expectations of others be clearly known. If you want to be respected, you need to demand it. But not through your voice, through your actions. You don't need to shout out to get what you want in life. Achieve it by example. Okay, we'll have a little short advert and we'll come back soon.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, so we're up to our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment. So that's to the women who break the glass ceiling and pave the way for others after them. So on Kick-Ass Women Making Waves segment this week, now, sorry, if you're not familiar with the segment yet, this is what I thought was, it's about time to introduce a weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world of the rail, mining, resources, STEM and construction industries. And we live in an exciting period of history. The groundswell for change to a more gender-balanced world is growing, with people speaking up and demanding more equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. So women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. But these women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo. They're defying societal norms with the love of their work and improving the quality of life for many others. Now, they are mothers, daughters, sisters, and they are worthy to be honoured. So each week I'm going to spotlight one of these extraordinary women who are making a difference and that are inspiring role models, and we have the privilege to work alongside of every day. So this week, our Kick-Ass Women Making Waves spotlight is on Amanda Bulow. Now, Amanda is the founder of Awesome Women in Construction here in Australia. Amanda continues to provide a space for women to come together to learn, connect, and share while leading the growth of the construction industry. Amanda has over 20 years' experience in the construction industry in estimating and procurement and project management. Now, her support, advocacy, and education of women in the construction industry is a strong focus. So having left the corporate world back in late 2019 to focus on positioning her Awesome Women in Construction as a leading influence for women in the construction industry, she is consulting in the areas of estimating, procurement, project management, grants and tenders. Now, Amanda says what began as simply an idea has grown beyond what she originally envisioned, and Awesome Women in Construction now has an advisory board in place to ensure they become increasingly visible advocates for women in construction. And she's incredibly proud and excited for the future of Awesome Women in Construction. And also, Amanda has just been announced as being included in Australia's top 50 small business leaders of 2020. So congratulations, Amanda Bueller. You are a kick-ass woman making waves. Now, here's a shout out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series. It's all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of these other women. So there is someone, if there is someone that you know and you want to dedicate a shout out to, nominate them for Kick-Ass Women Making Waves. And it's this segment's built on the recommendations and shout outs from you guys from all industries. It's how we uncover hidden gems. So if you or you know someone that deserves recognition, please let me know. Email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, kickasswomen.com.au. Okay, so we'll get on to our recap. We're going to recap and go back over I'm just trying to get my script again here. Over our building our strong work ethic, a mental block there. So we've all been there. So that feeling of really, really not wanting to go into work of a morning or on that dreaded night shift, it cripples productivity, it raises our stress levels, and it makes us unhappy. But thankfully, there are some methods you can employ to improve your work ethic dramatically. And they're not hard. They're not as tricky as what you might think. So to help you get out of that rut and back, fighting fit for your productive time at work, I'm going to give you some 8 top tips for improving your work ethic. So let us start. Number one, we need to start with our body. Treat it right. A healthy body will help you build a healthy approach to not only your work, but also your personal well-being too. And the two are intrinsically linked. If you feel lethargic in the morning, the last thing you're going to want to do is spring out of bed and head to the office or out to site. You're far more likely to continually hit the snooze button and curse the fact that you even have a job. Okay, so lethargy can be a result of not enough sleep, poor diet, poor levels of exercise. Therefore, if the feeling I've just described is something you're all too familiar with, it's time to go on something of a permanent health kick. And that doesn't mean ditching all the treats that make you happy. Of course not. You can't starve yourself from them. It's just the process of regularly exercising and eating more healthily. It builds those habits, and you need to build those habits. Walk when you normally take the car and swap those, you know, naughty treats for some fruit and glasses of water. You'll be surprised at how much more up for it you'll feel each morning when you've got that healthier lifestyle. Number two is eliminate as many distractions as possible. How many times do you check your email each day? Your social media? Is your Facebook feed something you access every 5 minutes to check in on? What's your friends and family doing? What are they up to? It's one of the biggest distractions. And we all live in a world full of distractions. Multiple forms of content, relentless notifications, and our devices capable of connecting us immediately to the internet are everywhere and seemingly impossible for us to drag ourselves away from. And it's true. Unless you can call on your reserves of willpower, distractions will divert your attention from what matters. And you need to ensure that you have a limited focus on your work tasks. So in turn, that'll reduce your emotional connection with the business and negatively impact your work ethic. Check your email only 2 or 3 times a day. turn off notifications and leave social media for the moments when you're sitting on the lounge or outside on smoko or on lunch, when you've got nothing else better to do. That's a new call to action. Okay, number three, measure your ethics against others. If you're forever cursing your colleague's ability to practically skip into work ready for the day ahead, why not measure your own performance against theirs? Clearly, something is different. It might be their mindset, attitudes toward their role or their lifestyle, but if you can be brave enough to measure your own performance against theirs, you'll quickly suss out where you need to improve. And this can extend far beyond your work colleagues too. For example, what if your partner appears to be having the time of their life at work, yet you can barely muster the strength to log on onto your computer for the first time, you know, each morning? Ask them how they're doing it. You never know. You might just learn a trick or two. Rightio. So we're up to number four. Set your own standard of excellence. By doing this, we all need something to aim towards in life. And nowhere is there more relevant than at your work and in your job. If you can set your own standards for what constitutes a great day, you'll reach your goals quicker and be far more inspired to do so. You'll enjoy going to work. You'll want to tick those check boxes. So back in tip three, we described the benefits of measuring your working ethic against that of colleagues and members of your family, but you need to be careful not to follow their own standards of excellence if they don't meet or match your own. So just remember that you're the author of your career. Therefore, set yourself goals and a standard of work that will help you reach them that you know you're capable of. Number five is be dependable. If you promise to complete a task or a project, do it. Get it done on time, or if not before, if it's possible. And if you feel things are slipping away, be honest with those who you promised the completion date with. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Speak up. You know, being dependable at work will earn you respect and increase your levels of satisfaction considerably. If people know they can rely on you to get the job done, you'll be rewarded with their gratitude, and there are a few things that can push you on to achieve more than a heartfelt thank you. And it can progress your career when you're being reliable and productive. Number six is work a flexible day. Working a strict 9-to-5, it isn't for everyone. And if you find yourself regularly flagging at 3 p.m., as a lot of us do, or you're uninspired until, say, mid-morning, you'll probably benefit from working a more flexible day. But this is, of course, depends on whether or not your employer will allow flexible working. But if they do, or if you're the boss, being a little more dynamic with your hours, your work, that'll help you raise your productivity levels, and it will increase your desire to get the job done. So have a think about that, your flexibility. And working hard advances in all our web-based IT and technology. They've made this form of working much more possible than ever before. And we've seen it this year, the ability to work remotely and work from home. So, you know, it's out there and it's very liberating if you can do so. Number seven, start your day strong and get to work on time. So do you regularly arrive to work a minute or two or 10 minutes late? If so, your work ethic clearly needs some fine tuning. Many people mistake late arrivals for laziness or a lack of desire, but that isn't always the case. Chances are you want to get to work on time, but something is preventing you from doing so. And it might be a collection of the issues, you know, we previously talked about, or something more closely related to your job satisfaction. But whatever it is, you need to identify the root cause and work on a solution. And a great day at work starts with a strong start to the day itself. Your coffee, a 30-minute blast on the exercise bike, your walk, some push-ups, that might even do it for you. Or you might be the sort of person who benefits from a morning of getting the mundane stuff done, that email list, the to-do list. Whatever it is, you might want to just get it all done and out of the way first up. Whatever method you choose to get your day off to the best possible start, stick to it. Create that habit, because you'll find late arrivals soon become a thing of the past. Then you'll want to kick in, get those hard things done out of the way, and then that sets the tone for the rest of your day. And number 8 is, don't let mistakes ruin your progress. For sure, we all slip up, and probably daily, we all do it. However, the people with the best work ethics are capable of picking themselves up swiftly after their mistakes, learning from them and moving on. If you allow mistakes to ruin your progress for the day at work by occupying every thought, your desire to get that job done will quickly evaporate. So great things happen if you embrace failure. No one has ever achieved greatness without slipping up multiple times along the way. And you're no different. We're imperfect, but that's what makes us brilliant. Okay, so wrapping up, unless you're particularly sprightly in the morning, it's unlikely that you'll literally jump out of bed and head to work full of endless supply of energy. But if you follow my tips above that we've talked about, you'll greatly increase your ability to foster a healthy approach to work. So whenever you feel uninspired by your role, but you know it's something more superficial than your job dissatisfaction, check that you're doing all you can to improve your work ethic. So as we've talked about today, it really isn't that difficult at all. Okay, we'll head off to another little advert and we'll come back to wrap it up with our take 5.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, so we've got our top 5 take 5 tips building work ethic. Developing a strong work ethic is like learning to ride a bike. You might fall off at first, but if you're determined to succeed, you'll find yourself picking up speed, fueled by the power of your will and ability. Don't get discouraged. If it seems like you're going uphill, if the ride doesn't get easier, your muscles will get stronger. So take 5, kick off your heels. Number 1, change your mindset. A strong work ethic begins with the decision to succeed, regardless of the circumstances. To achieve this goal, you will have to adjust your mindset. Learn to see opportunities where others see obstacles. Immerse yourself in the words of others who have already achieved the goal you're working towards. Post your inspirational quotes around, you know, your office space, your cab of your machine, your living room, so you'll be constantly reminded to think new thoughts. When you feel discouraged, take a break to learn about someone who has surmounted the insurmountable. Remind yourself constantly, if she can overcome, so can I. Number 2 is get inspired. You must find a reason from within yourself to excel. External motivation will not get the job done. Whether your goal is to exceed in your quota at work, get your promotion, progress in your job, or start your own business, look for reasons that ignite a self-sustaining spark within you. Reasons like satisfaction, more money, approval, professional acknowledgement, they'll all fizzle out if not powered by something deeper inside. Find a way to personalize your efforts. Better quality of life for you and your family, for example, or the chance to make a real difference in your field of work or in your community. Number 3 is remain consistent. Consistency is the key when it comes to a strong work ethic. Think of your work ethic like a physical muscle. Like we said, exercise it. You won't build up muscles if you work out sporadically, regardless of how much you sweat when you do hit the gym. But the people who see results physically and mentally are the ones who set a pace they can maintain and then resolve to maintain it. That's your habits. Create your good habits. So if you want to write a book, but you have a busy work schedule, decide to write for 20 minutes a day, every day. And if you stick to that timetable, you'll stick to your goal and you'll put in consistent effort, no matter how small, you will eventually yield the results and you'll have that manuscript for that book. Number four is organize your time. If will is the vehicle that drives your work ethic, organization is the engine. Regardless of how hard you try or how bad you want it, achieving your goals will be difficult unless you set your time management. And then we've got get feedback. Feedback. There's always people who know things that you don't know, regardless of your level of motivation. Ask the advice of people you respect about your progress. Even if you don't take their advice, it will give you another perspective that could be helpful in the future. Developing a strong work ethic means using all the tools in your toolbox, including the ideas and experiences of others. And lastly, here's your safety share. All progress takes place outside of the comfort zone. Audio. So we're closing down now. That's it, guys. I do hope you found the information today helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to reflect over the weekend. But the important reminder is stay balanced. Having a good work ethic does not mean keeping your eyes glued to your computer monitor or your workstation. It includes knowing how to take care of yourself, getting proper sleep, having the right diet, you know, your well-being, like we said, fitness, exercise, physical activity, taking the time to relax and recharge, keeping your priorities in life clear helps you maintain the proper perspective at work. And as Mary Angelou says, nothing will work unless you do. So there's also a special mention to our friends again in the US. I hope this weekend's election brings some much needed calm and direction forward. And we wish you all peace, love and unity. Here again in Australia, in our Queensland state, we have our state elections. So to all my fellow Queenslanders, let's keep this fantastic state flourishing. And as we like to claim, here in Queensland, it's beautiful one day and perfect the next. So may the best candidate win. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to the radio show. You can find more information on this episode in the show notes or on my social media pages. So lovelies, that's it. I love hearing from you. I'd like to ask you to provide some feedback and let me know how the radio show is going. And you can send me an email on Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au or post some comments in on my Facebook page at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia and let me know how I'm going. Well, that's it all for today. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kickass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later and stay safe and well. You guys rock. Have an amazing day or evening. Go crush it. Keep in touch. Poscoms. Go on. Get your glow on.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kickass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kickass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kickass Women website or follow Kickass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kickass Radio.